Do the math. We're checking in now with Louise Story, who covers Wall Street and finance for our partners at the New York Times. A year ago, Lehman Brothers went down. We've talked to an artist about it this morning. People on Wall Street will certainly be thinking about it. And the markets are apparently going to be thinking about what's going on with U.S.-China trade, with the tariffs on tires over the weekend. What do you think the reception for Barack Obama will be down on Wall Street this morning?
Well, one thing I was wondering, you know, I live down there in the old J.P. Morgan building, which is right by the stock exchange where he'll be speaking. And so 6 a.m. today, I was walking out, and the barricades were already set up. Obviously, they're expecting a lot of people. But I was wondering, gee, you know, are workers at Goldman Sachs going to leave on their lunch break to come watch him? You know, are we really going to see people from Bank of New York Mellon here? I actually think that a lot of the people there may not be Wall Street workers. They may be protesters. They may be just tourists. So it's not clear if he's going to have workers in person. But
democracy on display, democracy. Not capitalism, indeed.
Right.
Well, you know, you described this earlier this morning, but it bears repeating. And it seems the pendulum has swung, that a year ago we were talking about Wall Street being subservient to the power of Washington. That may still be true in fact, but I think a lot of bankers probably want to get out from underneath the Fed and the U.S. Treasury. And while Barack Obama talks about paybacks from bankers, bankers are happy to leave Washington behind.
That's right. The president, it seems, is going up to New York and up to Wall Street a little bit to re-exert his influence and to say that we are looking at financial reform. He's going to talk about how they're ending some of the bailout programs, but the kind of permanent reforms he wants to put in place. So it does seem to be, you know, kind of him telling Wall Street, we're still here, and you can leave Washington, but I'll come to you on Wall Street.
Has the bailout been a good investment for Washington? Are they going to get their money back?
Well, there's, you know, certain pieces of it where you can see a return, but it's really too soon to know. I mean, we just had a report last week about the money that was given to the auto industry, and a congressional research committee found that a lot of that auto money will never come back. So it's kind of too soon to know. But the thing that the president's going to face is a question of tone. Mm. Because, you know, early on last January, when the Wall Street bonus figures came out, he called them shameful. Mm. And he said, shame on you, Wall Street, for paying big bonuses. And that was a very angry tone. And that actually hindered the Treasury Department a little bit in working with the banks this spring. So he's become a lot friendlier. And I think, you know, that's one of the things when you look at this anniversary. I've done some reporting recently on the year after with Lehman. And one of the things that I found talking to these workers is the tone is very, it's difficult to strike the right tone. On the one hand, you're sympathetic to these people who had their lives turned upside down if they worked at Lehman, for instance, and they didn't have a job and they didn't have anywhere to go. And the president, you know, it seems will have to strike some of that sympathy. But on the other hand, to most of America, that doesn't play that well. To most of America, they don't feel that sorry for bankers. And so then you've got to also strike the tone of we're going to change. We're not going back the old way. So he'll have a kind of a tricky balance.
Well, we will check in and check the tonality as President Obama takes
It'll be interesting.
Podium at Federal Hall overlooking Wall Street later today. Louise Story, thanks so much.
Thanks.